Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. What did you just crack open, Leroy?
Wow, Leroy, an IPA at this time?
Poppy the Troll.
That's crazy.
Nah, I get up in the morning with my... I think I need to change my breakfast habits.
What
are? Oh, you mean like eating pizza?
Judgy McJudger.
Wow, dude,
that wasn't biting. That wasn't breakfast though. For breakfast, I had a Celsius and a Pop Tart.
So you're 17, okay, is what you're saying.
You're still trying to clean out your Pop Tarts from the Pop Tart bowl.
Oh, dude, I found cinnamon bun. Pop Tart.
No bowl advertising worked better this year than the Pop Tart Bowl.
That's good.
The Miami Dolphins, of course, had to watch this weekend. Now, let me ask you guys this. These are the final teams in the AFC right now.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the Dolphins get curb stomped by the Texans. The Bills, we already know that story. The Chiefs, the Ravens. Do you feel like this Dolphins team is anywhere close to those teams, Leroy? Because it almost feels like it's never been further away.
I would say the biggest glaring difference between those two teams is health, right? And to some degree, they all have a certain common thread, those teams, of how they play football this time of year. And the Dolphins do not have that. And so from that standpoint, I would say as far as talent goes, they're not as far as people think because you're looking at the results. But I would say, as far as schematically, they're far away because until they figure out that, you know, with 4 minutes left in the game, we got to run the clock out. We can't be throwing these little dink and dunk passes because that puts us in trouble. Until they figure out that we need to be physical enough to stop the run and to run the football to end the game, all the other stuff is a moot point because that will always catch up to you. Especially in football in December and January. And if you go look at the teams that are left, both the AFC and the NFC, the one thing they all have in common is being physical up front and being able to or making a conscious effort to run the football and be physical up front on both sides of the ball.
Doesn't feel close, does it, Frog Boy?
Not even a little bit, dude.
Yeah, but you're playing the result. I'm telling you why.
I mean, I am playing the results because I saw the results against half the teams against the Dolphins. It wasn't good. And then I saw the results against the other teams last year, and it wasn't good. And now one of those teams is Derrick Henry.
Right.
Oof. And our response is to fire Wes Welker.
There we go.
Because he wasn't a snitch.
That's crazy. That is wild.
How many times do you think Wes Welker has told Mike McDaniel, like when he sat down, he goes, what else aren't you telling about? And he goes, do I have a list for you?
Woo! Pulls out the scroll.
Like, I'm just trying to keep your plate a little bit lighter there, Mike.
Think Tyreek reaches out?
I'm surprised Tyreek Hill, has he tweeted about it? Because I would have thought Tyreek Hill would have tweeted about it. I felt like him and Welker were tight.
Let's see.
I mean,
Welker had to sit through that terrible auction here.
I will never get over that man.
I probably didn't help. I was whispering at Tobin the whole time. Are you freaking kidding me? Because I was like,
that was very uncalled for.
I mean, I tried to spice it up a little bit when Tobin asked me, hey, you want to go to Africa? Nope.
Yeah. Well, no. No cheetah tweets.
Nah, nothing in 6 days.
Kind of surprised by that. I don't think he can help himself. You think somebody took the phone away?
Nah.
Must be busy. He might not even be in town to know.
Karen says, praise Wes Welker. He can go back to being Spider-Man full-time now. He does have a little Tobey Maguire to him.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Man.
Huh.
Hobnobbing Leroy with Wes Welker. You guys swapping Belichick stories?
No. Like, it's amazing because a lot of the guys who were with him in New England would ask me, was he always this way? And I'm like,
yeah,
for the most part, he just, like, I think the situation in Cleveland made him dig his heels in even more with what type of coach he wanted to be.
Tyson Fury.
Oh.
He has announced his retirement from boxing.
Oh.
Again?
Yes. Mm. We believe him?
No. Was it a drug test in the near future?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
He's done, dude. Once he got the money, you know, there's certain people need, like, inspiration to be...
I would imagine he doesn't need the money. Pretty well off.
Once he got when he came back, for the Wilder moment. Once that moment passed, he's done, dude. He'd rather live in a trailer and film that reality show only you have watched.
It was a crazy show, though. And he really didn't seem like he handled retirement very well. He seemed like
he
got bored as hell out of
it. He has a bunch of kids. He has a
hundred. He's a bunch of kids, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I saw the team picture.
Bunch of kids.
Dude.
How many kids does he have?
It literally looked like he was taking a picture after he had given kids turkeys or gifts for Christmas, right? That's how many kids were around him.
At least seven. He has at least seven kids.
Right. And the Gypsy King's going to stay horny, so you know he's going to probably end up making more kids.
And if there's one thing that we've learned, that Gypsy King, he will stay horny.
He has seven kids, and all of the boys apparently seem to be named Prince something.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Prince Adonis.
He's doing like a George Foreman where everybody's named George.
Yeah.
Yep. A version of George.
Prince John James, Prince Tyson Fury II, Prince Adonis Amazia, Prince Rico Paris. And then he has two girls, or his three girls, Valencia, Athena, and Venezuela Linda.
Huh.
Hmm.
Venezuela Linda Fury.
Yep.
All right.
Anyway, well, happy retirement to the Gypsy King.
Yeah, for sure.
Happy retirement to
them. They're very interesting names. I like them.
Huh.
And then also, I showed you guys this weekend, but it kind of seems we are moving closer.
Uh-oh.
To Canelo Alvarez versus Terrence Crawford.
Yes, our next not our next Vegas trip, but we're going to
Canelo
that.
Alvarez, Terrence Crawford for May. Looks like it's coming together.
Ooh. Oh, on my
Where is it, Vegas?
I don't know yet. I would assume.
Gotta be Vegas.
I would assume. But the bag man came, it seemed like, with the money. He had a feud with Canelo Alvarez, Turkey a la Sheikh. And now it seems like they buried the hatchet this weekend at a little powwow.
So Cinco de Mayo is a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think he would do it?
It'd be that weekend.
It'd be the weekend before first weekend of May.
So if I skip my son's second birthday, hear me
out. I knew this was coming.
Hear me out. I can show up on Monday, baby.
Man.
Come on.
And finally, a Polk County woman was arrested for pooping on a store floor.
What?
Polk County?
Yep.
What store was this?
I need some background on this.
It was a family dollar store in Mulberry, Florida.
Yes.
Polk County Sheriff.
I can see it happening there.
Mm-hmm. Polk County Sheriff's arrested a woman as she was using a distraction. She took a poop on the store floor while another man stole $500 worth of merchandise.
That was a distraction.
Wait, could you imagine? Hey, Bubba, Bubba created a distraction. You go get what we need.
All right, Darlene.
All right, Darlene.
Mind you, that's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of
$500 stuff from a dollar store.
It said the man walked around the store gathering $500 worth of merchandise like Gain, Tide, and Clorox. That had to be to make meth.
Oh, get out of here! Yeah, he's getting dish detergent and stuff. No way, dude.
Make sure you you go to the place where they see you, Darlene, because I got to get these Tide buckets out, and they're heavy.
That is crazy. $500. I mean, that there's a debacle of like.
Wait, but even how wait, is that? Can you because please, even at $5 a box, that's 100 boxes.
It's a lot of boxes.
Can you please state what they're referring to? The names of the couple.
Polk County can't do that. There's no way they released that. Polk County.
No.
Oh, you're talking. Well, the detectives are referring to the couple as Mr. Clean and Ms. Dookie.
Okay. Oh, hold on.
What?
Darlene, did you see the nicknames they gave us, Darlene?
Do you see that?
Darlene.
That is amazing. I kind of like mine.
Quite right. The power couple here in Polk County.
Well, I don't like mine at all.
Crazy. Could you imagine
this is 30 miles away from East Tampa.
Could you imagine being the cops that had to go in there?
Or East Tampa.
Ma'am, or what do you say? Stop. Ma'am, what do you do?
I'm sorry, I couldn't make it. You said it was for customers only.
We need a distraction, Darlene. I got just the thing.
Potty and Clyde.
That's a point. Point for Twitcher.
This is true also. I feel like the cards don't even hold that much. Like, for a two-man job? That's crazy.
It says the woman was recorded exiting the store not long after with a distinct grimace on her face.
Oh, because she had to stop and she couldn't?
I say.
Ew.
You see what I did for you?
She poops in the back of the store. This guy hauls it out of there with 100 bottles of Gain and Tide and bleach. And like they start realizing, hey, Clyde, what happened to our inventory? Because they probably went to go get the bleach to clean up her mess.
Yeah, probably. Like,
you know what? That is very true.
Clyde, they grab that up front.
But, like,
clean up on our five.
What would they even? I'm just trying to.
What was her prep for this?
No, burrito?
You and I were thinking the same thing.
This is exactly what Jimmy Butler's going to do on Friday night if he plays for the Miami Heat. Stand up.
Some coffee, for sure.
Tobin, here's what sucks. You know this, yet you still won't admit it.
What do you mean? What will I admit?
You won't. You, like.
Yes, this part of me wish.
I've asked you questions for the last week. Is Jimmy Butler going to start? Yeah, he has to. Even with you knowing what's going to happen if he comes back and plays, why would you do that to
I just don't
team?
Know what else you do. Like, I'm like, are they really going to pay him to stay away? Is that what's going to happen?
What is going on?
Well, let me ask you, what would you do? This is not a how much you like Jimmy. What? We're past that. We're just based on what is going on with this franchise and this team. Jimmy comes back.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Because there's really no move you can make without jeopardizing your team.
Yeah. Do you think that there's going to be
I don't know. Do you think there's going to be some point this week where we get a Rachel Nichols interview where he, like, hoses everybody down before he's supposed to come back?
Mm. No.
Or he's just going to stay quiet?
No, because you don't want to you don't want to put anything out there that would give the Heat grounds to do whatever they want to do.
Clean up on the Kaseya logo.
Wow. You think? No. I think this, for poop. To be honest with you, this is not a Pat or an organizational thing. Wow. This is a Jimmy and the Heat players thing. They got to get through this. Otherwise, if you bring a guy back, what if the other players don't respond because they don't appreciate what he did?
That's what was interesting about what they all said. I mean, like, that certainly is a thing. If they're liking the Jimmy-less world right now and they're having a good trip, and these trips are typically, you know, bonding for Eric Spoelstra, you know, I definitely think that that can change things. I definitely think that can change things. You know, in the midst of all this happening beforehand, they were coming off of, you know, two of their most crushing losses of the season. But if they're playing positive and everybody's kind of getting along, yeah, I don't know. I think that's I would say it's probably leaning more towards you're right. They can't bring him back. But I don't know how that goes down with the league. Like, I don't know. How does it happen? Like, are you just
can't make somebody. You can't make somebody play
player? I don't think you're allowed to just make him. I think they have to agree to stay away. I think that has to be like a mutual thing. I don't think you could just say, hey, they would literally have to just sit him on the bench. And then so you're just going to sit him on the bench and not play him?
That's what this whole situation, while Jimmy's trying to get the Miami Heat to do what he wants, right? There's so many other people that are dealing with the circumstances of this.
Can you hold on?
I don't know how do you handle it?
Can you give me these details, Frogboy, that you have just sent us in the chat? Is this real?
This is deep. This is this is another similar report from NewYorkMag.com. This is sweeping the nation, apparently. Tide detergent has become a hot commodity for thieves. Reason being, everyone needs to do laundry. So, and
laundry's gotten expensive.
It's up to $20 per bottle, and it doesn't spoil. So now the thing is, a lot of people are stealing these Tide bottles, exchanging them for drugs, and now drug dealers have the cleanest smelling houses on the block, apparently, because they hold on to these Tide bottles.
Billy Bob, I'm good for it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to go steal me about $500 worth to clean up your meth debt.
I mean,
wow. Take a quick break. Back with more after this.
This is really blowing my mind.
15 minutes. Bum, bum. 15 minutes of heat here for you on 560 WQAM, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000 online at HollywoodKia.com. Call them up, 832-930-6181. Miami Heat's back on the hardwood tonight against the Los Angeles Clippers. That's a 10:30 tip from the Ballmer Dome. 9:15, Solana and Tommy Tighe will get you ready for all the action. If you guys missed it, the Heat are coming off a win against the Trailblazers, 119-98. Tyler Hero had 32 points.
Yes, we missed it.
I didn't miss it. Worked out perfectly for me.
That was Saturday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I was watching
football.
I was watching some football, but I might have went to bed early because that game seemed like it was over. Was the Denver game second?
That was Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh,
but that was over.
Yeah.
You can tell where that was going.
They were down 21-0 and then 28-7. It was,
yeah.
Nico, 21 points.
I'm so proud of you, Nico.
Hey, man.
Next contract may be happening.
Nico talked to the great Jason Jackson after the game in a walk-off interview. Do we have Nico and Jax?
go on the road to two overtimes.
And then
there's my guy, Nico. Listen, let's talk about this trip overall right now. You guys have that gut-wrenching loss in Sacramento, and that led to three straight losses. But you guys just come back with three straight wins. How good does that feel when you guys are trying to, you know, create a position in this big cluster of eight teams in the Eastern Conference?
I think I said after the Golden State win, it was, like I said, a breakthrough win for us, and we knew we had a good team. I think that's what I said, and we just needed one good win, and I think we're rolling now. I know we can always be better, but, you know, that's what we needed, three straight wins. I think we're showing why we're, you know, worth mentioning and worth watching, and, yeah, that's it.
My man, this offense, let's talk about it. Like 119 points tonight, balanced scoring. You guys had six double-figure scorers. You got Tyler leading the way with 32. You have 21 off the bench. You guys, connective. I know every time you guys get, you know, 30 assists or more. Spo was saying he loves when you guys get 30 assists. 31 tonight on 44 made buckets. How connected are you guys?
I mean, that's what we do. I think we play the right way, and that's what's helping us. I think it's a right way to play. It's more fun to watch. It makes everybody happy. We move the ball. We're just looking great that way. You know, I think that's the way we need to play right now. You know, of course, you have an unbelievable scorer in Tyler and unbelievable player in Bam who can, you know, always do their thing. But, you know, if they get us, you know, role players going, I know it's going to be a great game.
I know we could talk about you putting the ball in the basket all day, but I want to talk about how you are taking care of this ball, setting up other people. Over the last eight games, my man, 34 assists, just 9 turnovers. Talk about your abilities here that are being showcased to come down, set up offense, get people going while you're getting yours as well.
I mean, it's pretty simple. Like I said before, we have so many good players where you just got to find them.
Put it on them, huh?
Yeah, you just got to find them in the right spot, and I think that's what I'm doing. So, yeah, it's pretty easy. Like, I always say the same thing, you know, coming off a pick and roll from the post up, you know, it's one pass and everybody's a good shooter, you know, everybody's a good driver. They can put the ball on the floor too, and it's really easy to play if you just play the right way. I think those assists, I don't think I'm doing anything, you know, special out of it. You just, like I said, play the right way.
It is special. How dare you, Nico?
Exactly.
You're special. It's special, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
I'll see you, buddy. You know what?
There you go. Jason Jackson on the Miami Heat audio experience with the great Nikola Jovic after the win against the Blazers. Man, something with this kid, man.
I want to feel the enthusiasm of the young players. I want to feel the enthusiasm of what's building, but Spo always kills it.
He's not going to kill it, dude. He knows
now. You said this last time.
He knows now, though, dude.
Okay.
When Spo doesn't want to say anything, that means he's thinking it. I'm telling you, he's not going to do it. Tall time is here to stay.
Dude, you know how I feel about when things will be going great, and then next thing you know, oh, so-and-so had 25? Sioux Falls. You making it sound like I'm just making this up. I have past history that has me feeling this way, and I want you to make me feel differently.
We may have and then your
idea of making me feel better is this time is different, dude.
We may
have all you say.
I don't want to get ahead of myself. I don't want to get ahead of myself because everybody's gonna be paying attention to Jimmy Butler on Friday.
You live ahead of yourself.
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
What are you talking about,
Frog Boy? I don't want to get ahead of myself.
Don't do it.
J-Fig?
Yep.
I don't want to get ahead of myself. However.
And you don't want to, but.
You're going to do it. You're going to get sucked
Some are saying.
What are they saying?
That Friday, when the Nuggets are in town.
Yeah.
It's a battle for the Serbian throne. Some are saying that.
Dang,
when Denver comes to town,
dang,
and the Joker comes to town,
wow.
Some are saying,
yeah.
Can I ask a question?
That's for the Serbian throne.
What side is Jimmy on?
Ooh.
Well, he couldn't betray Nico.
He loves Nico.
But he's justifying all of this by saying he's not doing this against the players. He's doing it against the franchise. Mm. You could always justify it.
I don't like your attitude.
You see what I mean? So what? As good as things have gone, I don't know how. And again, I don't. If Jimmy is Jimmy, the team is better. But if Jimmy isn't Jimmy, the team is a lot worse because now you're thinking about Jimmy being Jimmy.
Let's just say Jimmy's not there, though. What do you think about the battle for the Serbian crown?
You think that's the most important situation coming this Friday?
It might be. I mean, when I'm watching this kid do every single night, it might be.
There's a 800-pound gorilla in the room, and your solution to this is we're going to ignore it and talk about the Serbian crown.
Dude, come on. Look at him. At the lobs he throws to Kalel.
Who's been the one saying that Nico's been a pro longer than some of these guys that the Heat have on this team, yet he gets sent to Sioux Falls, yet he gets sparing minutes? He's been a pro longer than a lot of these guys. So I've always been in Nico's corner about getting play time, just like I am with Kalel. So
didn't Joker win MVP last year? Well, he has three of them.
Yes, like,
wow, okay.
And a championship.
The Serbian crown.
But the Serbian crown.
3 miles.
You got to stay on top. Look, in the fight game, you got to stay on top. There's always a young lion coming for you.
Yeah, but like, there's not like a guy who had three good rounds.
Marcos, you're trying to. Don't
it's crazy.
Like, why? Just because he had his first back to back 20 point games?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
So what? What do you mean so what? Another guy has three MVPs.
He had his first back to back 20 point game, and Jokic averages a triple double.
I said I don't want to get ahead of myself.
And you think if he outplays it for one game, he's gonna take the crown, right?
I'm king of Serbia now.
Okay. You think you're being a little
tell Joker I'm big brother now.
Too much.
We've always hated the Jokic's.
The guy, what is his averages? What, 26?
I'm sure it's eight, what I'm sure his averages 26, are
10 and 8.
I'm sure his averages, while not caring, are better than anybody's.
Like,
oof, he's second in points per game, third in rebounds per game, second in assists per game, and first in 3-point percentage.
He's averaging 31, 13, and just under 10.
Yeah.
Battle for the ground.
And your Serbian just had his second first back-to-back 20-point game, and you say he played for the crown. What crown?
He's going to be 30 next month.
What crown they play for?
He's going to be 30 next month. He's washed.
Yeah. Oh, he's averaging his age.
Never liked the Jokic family.
Oh, okay.
Very hoity-toity. They always look down on the Jokic's.
Leroy, he gave you a warning before he said anything.
I know. Listen.
Hoity-toity? He's trying not Tobin, to get
Tobin is trying
away.
So hard. Here's the thing with Tobin. I realize. Tobin, if he likes somebody,
ooh, look at me,
will go out of his way to avoid those tough conversations.
You know who would win the Battle of Slovenia all the time?
Who's that?
Goran would beat Luka like a drum.
Ooh.
Like a drum. Yeah, Luka's a better player. Fine. Mm. But in the Battle of Slovenia, Goran was king. Mm. We'll see what happens. Not to get ahead of myself.
No, of course not.
Again.
Very hoity-toity. At least my baby boy can sit his toes. Wow. Fatty.
Jesus.
Wow. Can I just hear, before we get to the break, can I just hear Nico refer to himself or refer to Kalel Ware as his rook one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 7 foot rook.
I mean, I always say, you know, my rook's been playing great. It's easy to play with him. He's smart. He does the things he knows how to do. He do them right, and yeah, it's really easy to play with him.
My rook, like. Really?
That's some Jimmy Butler stuff.
That would be the equivalent. That would be the equivalent to like two kids, and one's 9 and the other one's 8, and the other one say, "That's my kid."
My youngin.
My youngin.
My young bull.
He's Tobin, little... you didn't experience this, but usually, mm-hmm. you say, the oldest, I'm in charge.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm waiting for Kalel to refer to him as his OG.
Oh my gosh.
OG, they're like, neither one of them's 25 yet. Well, OG, we kicked it. We've been together for a minute.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back. Time to get to our favorite Monday game. A little all right.
Tobin, did you see that video I sent you?
I haven't watched it yet, but I saw it.
Oh my God. People do some dumb stuff.
Is it the Great Challenge again? Leroy loves
the Great Challenge.
No. It's some guy in jeans, and they go Street Fighter versus Black Belt. And this guy's in just jeans and barefoot. Like, he just thought he could, you know.
My all right goes to the Houston Texans. I mean, you embarrass Justin Herbert.
All right.
But also, you guys have 6 more playoff wins in your existence than the Dolphins have had in your existence.
Yikes.
Which is crazy. And, you know, look, they kicked the crap out of the Dolphins this year. Probably Tua's worst game of the year. Him and Tyreek Hill not on the same page.
Is it safe to say that they're really good defensively, though?
Very good defensively. Very good defensively. And this is with, I guess, you know, you saying C.J. Stroud, or most people thinking that C.J. Stroud had this big sophomore slump. He was not as dynamic as he was as a rookie, which was a kind of an insane season. What do you have, like 2 picks the entire year? Either way, my all right goes to the Texans. Good job by them.
All right.
My oh no goes to Paul Pierce. I mean, honestly, dude, shut up? Like, for once, Paul Pierce.
Yikes.
You even have Kevin Garnett asking you to shut up. Just enough already. We're sick of hearing from you. Mm. You got nothing good to say. And, dude, you're not better than Dwayne Wade. Never have been. Never will be. Enough. Leroy?
So, my all right is going to go to the Miami Hurricanes.
All right.
They got their guy. Oh. They got their replacement for Cam Ward and Carson Beck. He has 2 championships. He only played for one in one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been on really good teams. I hope he comes back from injury. But, like, yeah, they got a replacement for Cam Ward. Now, I didn't say he was better. But again, he's been through it. My oh no. The SEC.
Oh no. Oh no.
You thought you deserved more teams? You thought you deserved more teams in the playoff?
Wow.
Really?
I still don't. I still don't feel great about this championship, though. I mean, I hate both these schools.
No. Let me tell you something. It is the only time of year where a Buckeye and a Wolverine will become friends. Ugh. And that is to root against Notre Dame. Mm. Don't get it twisted. That whether it's Michigan and Canes fans in Ohio. Think about the Canes. They got Ohio State, who they thought took a championship, and Notre Dame. Who would you rather win? Anybody but Notre Dame. And I even like their coach, right?
I like their coach.
I didn't like I didn't like old Marble Mouth.
Oh, but my family.
Not even him. I'm talking about way back before.
Oh, that. Lou Holtz.
But yeah, so I can't say I can't believe I'm saying this. I will root for Ohio State. Ugh. Well, because look,
hey, make sure you
you know.
Sure
you wait. That.
Save that.
I got a little Tobin in me. I got a little. We got a little Tobin.
Little Petty,
right? Because here's why. Make sure you clip this one too. Because if Ohio State wins and wins the national championship, that'd be like we won because we beat them. Back to back.
Wow.
I'm looking at this back to back.
I can't really hate on that logic.
What the?
Jennifer, what do you have?
Well, we started off the new year with a very, very eventful calendar. This weekend only, I was able to celebrate my cousin's wedding.
Wow.
She got married. Mm. And then the next day, I found out one of my very close friends got engaged.
Hmm. So wow, then, look at that.
That was another positive.
You know what they're not doing?
All weekend.
You know what they're not doing? Cropping guys out of their picture. They're cropping guys in.
Wow.
You know, I don't even want to talk about that because the guy I cropped got engaged this weekend too.
Wow. Dude. Hey, congratulations to the cropper.
Whoa.
What a comeback.
Croppy.
Cropper. Hey, congratulations.
If anything, I led him to his forever person.
Look at that.
Think you're invited to the wedding?
Impressive.
I don't think so, no. My goes to, besides that, I can't get over this Poopgate story.
Dude, the surveillance footage is...
Oh, no.
But they don't have
surveillance footage?
Of them leaving. Of them leaving, yeah.
Wow. Man. I mean, they just keep adding to this only in Florida story. It just keeps making us look worse and worse, really.
No, it can't... No, listen.
Mm-mm.
With what goes on down here, don't worry. That just fits right in.
Mm.
That's right.
Crazy. Froggy?
My all right, no surprise at all, goes to the surging, youthful Miami Heat.
Oh, wait.
What?
They're black?
Yep.
Oof.
Oh!
You said it?
Leroy.
Wait a minute.
Where is this video?
This completely changes everything for him now.
No. They were supposed to me.
They just showed me the picture of the people.
Yeah.
And I'm shocked. Wow.
You thought this was intangible behavior?
This has been... Oh, that's definitely intangible behavior.
That was 100% intangible
behavior. Right. Oh, my goodness. This is the upset of the day. Now, the upset of the weekend is not Houston just dragging the Chargers. The upset of the weekend is what I'm looking at right now. The culprits.
Alleged.
Poopgate. Alleged. Of course. Culprits of Poopgate are black and not young.
We'll get more details on this tomorrow. More tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Is this what we're gonna be following this? Is recovery?
You don't want to talk. You know what? You're suspended tomorrow.
What?
Conduct detrimental to the show.
How?
Get flattened tomorrow. You're suspended
because I do.
You don't want to be a team player. You don't want to discuss Poopgate anymore.
All right. I'm just
suspend him.
Wow. This is really a bit much. But okay. You'll be getting an appeal from my lawyers then potentially, as long as you don't send 10 pages worth of evidence.
Do your oh no very quickly.
My oh no very quickly is Poopgate.
All right. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow. Except for
Giannis. No wonder he hurt his back. He's always horny.
I don't care that he was too horny.
Giannis. No wonder he hurt his back. He's always horny.
Chaz Jism.
I guess pump fake. Got dick in his face.
I see y'all when I see y'all.